Could we ask all the brothers and sisters who meet with the church in Rosendale? That, you know, there's a church meeting here on the Lord's Days. They began the church life here about a year and a half ago, but they began to start they began the Lord's Table meeting. Was it October 23? Yes. October 23 of last year. So actually, we are joining their Lord's Table. Although they don't usually have this many people, and they don't usually meet in this building. They usually meet in Building E. That's the one with the big porch. Maybe we could ask the saints who meet in Rosendale. Could you please stand up so we could just see you and say thank you? There we go. Yeah, these are the saints back there waving. Back there, yeah, back there. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. And there are a few others. There are a few others who are downstairs taking care of the children. Yeah. Never forget the ones who are taking care of the children. Okay. In the next session, we are going to actually have. Break into three meetings. Now, don't move yet, because actually we're going to stay together for another 10 or 15 minutes, because I have, I think, 7 important announcements to give to you. So I have a little fellowship for you. So don't go just yet. Don't stir. But I'd like to let you know what's going to happen. We're going to the church meeting in Rosendale. These local saints will go downstairs. Don't go to Building E. The stairs are right here through this door, the stairs are right there. Don't go into the dining hall. Just go downstairs. If any of the serving saints, college students and older, would be burdened to join them today, you are more than welcome to join the saints for their prophesying meeting. What are you on? Ezekiel. The rainbow, message number 9 of the conference of the training on Ezekiel, which is on the matter of the rainbow. So you're welcome to join, right? You're welcoming them to join, right? Amen. Okay, amen. Okay. One announcement will be a little longer. I'll say that one first. We've mentioned this in some of the conferences before. You know, at this time. And for the last couple of years, the Lord has been moving very much in Europe, particularly in Germany, among the refugees. I think you all know about this. This is something historic, what has happened, that so many, you know, really began with a civil war in Syria. And so about half the country, they have made an exodus. They have left that country. And that country, of course, is still a mess. And, you know, even the United States got involved last week, something with that. But, you know, that area of the earth, that whole region of the earth, historically is Muslim. And it's very difficult to get the gospel into that sector of the world. But then this happened, and the Lord stirred up, or allowed this sovereignly. I wouldn't say the Lord stirred it up. But this, the Lord allowed this, that the result of this civil war is this mass exodus of Syrian people, the majority of whom are Muslim. But then, when this started, a bunch of countries, or people from different countries, jumped on the bandwagon to take the advantage of this opportunity to leave their countries, particularly many from Iran. Some people say Iran, whatever. And so, actually, a few million are in Turkey, in the country of Turkey. But I think you saw the stories of how they made their trek through Greece and all the, you know, and so on, trying to find a place to start a new life. Well, Germany received about 1 million refugees. And then we discovered that in Germany, we could contact them with the gospel. Of course, we're not the only ones, but many Christians rose up to try to contact them with the gospel. And this was a unique opportunity that we could contact people who grew up in the Muslim religion and are open, and are open. And so we sent teams of saints to Germany. This has transpired over the last year and a half. And so now in Germany, we have four local churches. Four local churches. Now, we had those churches there before. Well, maybe three of the four. But now we have four local churches. In Dusseldorf, that's the biggest one, Dusseldorf. In Frankfurt, in Stuttgart, and in Berlin. Okay. But pay attention to this. We had probably in each of these churches between 20 and 40 people. Between 20 and 40 people meeting there. Our brothers and sisters. Okay. Now, in each of those four cities, we have led at least 200 to the Lord within this last year and 2 months. In 14 or 15 months, each of the four places has over 200 saved and over 100 baptized. Yeah. You know, it's a very, very major thing for someone who grows up as Muslim to be baptized. Some of them do it at the risk of their lives or at the risk of the imprisonment of their family members back home. So it is a serious thing for them to be baptized. Well, of the 100 or so baptized, in these four places now, well, I can tell you what's going on in Dusseldorf as an example. That's the biggest place. Now they have about 50 or 60 saints. They had about 40 local people. That's grown some, about 50 or 60. And they have about 50 or 60 of these former refugees who are now our brothers and sisters in their Lord's Table meeting. So you could go to a meeting and it's 100. 50 new ones. 50 saints. Of course, they're all saints. But 50 were and 50 new. What a meeting that is. And so it's like that in each of the four places. So this has, there's been a lot of fellowship among the co-workers in the Lord's recovery concerning this situation. And so we realize this is an opportunity not only to reach these refugees, but actually also to reach the German people. To reach the German, especially students. Especially students. Because we have found there to be an unprecedented openness among the German people. You know, historically, that's been, let me put it this way, a tough nut to crack to get the gospel to the German people. Because there are centuries of religious history. You know, this year, 2017, is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. And you could say that was the start, the official start of the Reformation. And you do know that what the Bible, what history calls the Reformation, we call the Lord's recovery. So that did something in Christian history. And we are actually kind of growing out of that. But as we know, many times, there's an initial move of the Lord, as we've been talking about this weekend, but eventually that move becomes a religion. And that's what's happened in all of Europe, particularly in Germany. But there is an unprecedented openness we found with the German people, particularly the young people. Therefore, we are going to have a mass Bible distribution in Europe this coming October. We are printing at least 200,000 copies of our New Testament. 100,000 in German. 100,000 copies in German. And they are to pass out, especially on all the major universities, 72 universities in Germany. We have a plan to do that in 4 days. Yeah. So we're going to pass out New Testaments in German. We're going to pass out New Testaments in Spanish. Some of us will go to Spain to hand out, pass out the New Testaments. French, yes. In French and also in English. These 4 languages. But half of them, at least, will be in German. Okay. But here's the point. We can only hand out as many as we can print. We can only print as many as we have money to print. So if you would like to participate in this, you can participate in these 3 ways. You can come with us in October. Would you like to come? Sorry to say, our plan falls right into your school semester. So I doubt that many of you can go. But some can go. Yeah. All can pray.
Amen.
Everyone can pray.
Amen.
And actually, everyone can also give. So this morning, after our meeting is dismissed, there will be an offering box somewhere. I don't know where will it be. Will it be right there by the video booth, by the audio AV booth there? Right there, there'll be an offering box, and you can put something in there. Oh well, the thing is, a lot of this will be cash, and you don't have enough envelopes for 380 people. So should we make our own separate, receiver for that? Okay. So listen to this. There will be an offering box there. There will be an offering box. And in that offering box, if you can give whatever, and for anything, for the church in Rosendale, for the camp, if you want to give something to pay off the camp, an offering for the camp, you can do that. We will have something separate. We will have something separate next to it, and it will be marked Europe or Bibles for Europe. And if you'd like to give something, put it in that. It'll be there by 12 o'clock, okay? It'll be there by 12 o'clock. So if you want to donate for that, then you just go ahead. Okay, so that's the first announcement. All the others will be very quick. Memorial Day weekend. You know, we have a major conference, an international conference, one of the 7 feasts in the Lord's recovery, and it's going to be very close to here, actually between here and New York City. It'll be in White Plains, New York. White Plains. So we hope that all of you would be able to make it.
Amen.
Bring your family to the conference.
Amen.
And there are, we're going to meet in a basketball arena. Basketball arena. The Westchester County Center. It's where the New York Knickerbockers Development League team, the Westchester Knicks, play there. It's an arena for 4,000 people. So we're expecting that Lord's Day, May 28th, we're expecting over 4,000 people together. Like this times 10. This times 10. There'll be, you'll see that in the second, Be there. Don't miss that. We hope you go. And we also hope you will sign up for service for your church. Especially, there'll be 2 services that all the churches can sign up for, but you do this through your locality. Go back home and tell them, I want to serve. You can the services are children and ushering. Ushering, I think, is only brothers. But for children's meeting, The night that your church serves, because your churches will be assigned to serve, we need at least 60 or 70 people to serve the children that night. For New York City, there will be other options for service as well. And we'll be contacting you when we get back home. Don't miss the conference.
Amen.
Okay. Next. The week after that, on Saturday, June 3rd, will be the Summer School of Truth teachers training for the serving ones. Probably that will be right here. There is, I would say, a 25% chance, not here, but in New York at the Jamaica Hall. But we will let you know as soon, we'll try to make that decision as soon as possible. Okay, then, Summer School of Truth. Here are the dates. You may want to write them down. Right back here. August 3 through 13. August 3 through August 13. The 3rd to the 13th. Next. Quiet, please, so we can move faster. Quiet down, please. Did you get that? August 3 through 13. August 3 through 13. For the high school seniors who are soon to be college age, and for all the university students among us. The Northeast College Training will be right here for the first time, July 14 through 20. Friday, July 14 through Thursday, July 20. Okay? Friday, July 14 through Thursday, July 20. Okay? And I think this is the last announcement. Oh, wait. No, we're... next to last announcement. We do have morning watch, morning revival sheets for this coming week for you. However, we don't have enough copies for all of you. We will hand out copies to everyone in the junior high meeting. Because after this, junior hires, you're going there back to C to have your sharing and overflow from the whole weekend. We'll give everyone their one. And then here, we will give all the serving ones one. And we're going to send you the electronic copy. And so you can make copies from the sheet that we give you, paper, or you can send it, forward it to all your young people. This has 1 week's morning revival for the material on the material that we had here. The final announcement I have is for the saints in New York City. Okay, please listen. The meeting hall in Manhattan has been sold. I'm not sure you all knew that. Even the saints in New York. The meeting hall in Manhattan has been sold. Next Lord's Day will be our final meeting there. Next Lord's Day. So we're asking all the saints in Manhattan, to stay for lunch, and we'll provide lunch for you, and then bring a change of clothes, and that will be a work day because we have to pack up the hall. We have to pack so many things away and get it ready everything to move out. Okay? So we're going to spend the rest of the day together. Saints from the Bronx, since you just left, you know, we started a new district in the Bronx, Hall 5. Come back and help us. After your Lord's table, come on down. You want to join us for lunch? And saints from Brooklyn, you were there. You may want to come over. You may want to come over. Saints from Queens. Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, actually, that'll be April 30th. On April 30th, we will begin 2 new district meetings. So we will have 6, starting April 30th, or it might be May 7th, we will have 6 halls in New York. 6 district meetings. Okay? So for the New York Saints, please be ready. Next Lord's Day, the 23rd. Meeting, lunch, service all day long. Overflowing service with a smile. Amen. Praise the Lord. And anybody's welcome. New Jersey, you want to cross the river? Come on over. Amen. Okay. Any particular? No. Huh? Are they leaving? No, they're not. Nobody's leaving. No one's leaving. Okay. Okay. Saints from Rosendale, your meeting will be downstairs in the room that used to be called Gethsemane. You're right below us. Middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, please go back to Building C and share your portion. And for those of us here, let's sing a song. What number? Number what? Song what? 8. Song 8 in the book. Song 8. Yeah, pick them up and just put the stacks right there. Make 2 stacks of 4.